Grandpa Jim Motivation Central Station. How are you? I hope you are doing well and prospering. I haven't been on here for a little while. I hope you folks are doing amazingly. For if you're not, like I always say, you have to go look in the mirror or reach out to others, you know. Positive people, it's infectious. It's like a magnetic field when you, I think a better way would be like a lightning bolt, you know. If I got great positive energy and you're hanging around with me, it's going to spark something in you too as well. So if you're feeling a little down, you got to pick the right friends to hang out with that have that spark when you need it, you know. So I hope you guys are doing wonderful. And interesting, I have a really good friend, a comedy buddy. We go back 21 years ago. He took my second comedy class I ever taught. And the man has been amazing over the years. When he first came to my classes, he literally was so petrified he couldn't speak. And so now we fast forward 21 years later, you know, he's got a great routine. He hung with it and got rid of his nerves. And now you can't get him off stage. And but he got struck with COVID, the new UK variant. You know, I did some of these podcasts a while back about this UK variant and the South African variant and how they were going to take over the population. And I was a little wrong on my prediction. I thought they would actually get into high gear a little bit faster than they are. But it's now prevalent in all 50 states. And, you know, I've got a strange feeling that my friend is in the hospital with COVID, you know, so it's bad enough that he's hospitalized. So, you know, I'm asking everybody to reach out to their higher power and, you know, whomever that might be, and just say a few kind words for my friend, the man, the myth, the legend, Muncie. He's just a fantastic act. He's actually in my movie Laugh Addict, Toxic Drug, or Best Medicine on Amazon. So you might want to see him in person there. But again, this COVID thing's nothing to mess with. What they're finding out is now that so many adults are getting vaccinated is that the virus is trying to do what viruses do and, you know, keep alive and keep morphing. And so now the kids, the children are becoming infected. They're trying to shut down high school athletics because of the close proximity to each other, that they're the fueling agents of the new variants. So word to the wise, keep your mask on, keep social distancing. My friend, too, the ironic thing is he's half vaccinated. So he wasn't sure exactly if he got the Moderna or the Pfizer, but it's definitely not Johnson & Johnson because he has to go back for a second shot. So he's not exactly sure on which one he got. But he's got COVID, and he got it after the fact. So be very cautious of that. And so you might want to check that out for sure. So then on the other front that I was talking about, if you read the headline on this, is the Matt Gaetz scandal. Matt Gaetz is in the news for... Matt Gaetz is in the news for all these sex crimes, you know, and you look him up and he is a person of privilege. You know, he's had a lot of back in the day. He had like 16 speeding tickets. And what was funny is that they went back to a lot of these young people in Congress and they found out like they had this big aberration of, they had this huge aberration of speeding tickets. You know, there's this thing where I think that now that they're lawmakers, they think they're above the law, you know, and And this Matt Gaetz had like 16 of them, and he had an OWI that somehow, you know, they got off because, you know, people of privilege and work in the system. And now he's caught up in these, you know, they're calling them sexapades. I don't really like the term so much. Super high risk behavior. I, you know, with my background in mental health, it could be a sex addiction type situation. You know, I'm not justifying his behavior, but people that are in the limelight like that, and then they're doing these really high risky type behaviors, tend to be, could be an addiction. Plus he had the OWI, so he might be predisposed, with an addictive, you know, situation with his mental health. And so we're going to have to watch for that. But, you know, he's trying to throw all these curveballs that, you know, he's being framed and extorted and, you know, trying to do the Trump move. And so you're probably tuning in for the main part of this headline about Trump. And when Trump was running, what they found out was they were using that fund that they created to raise funds. The, you know, he was running out of money at the latter stages of his campaign. So people were paying with credit cards. And what they did was they just kept whacking their credit cards. So they were billing people sometimes up to six times. So they figured that Trump was stealing this money from his own supporters and using a loan without interest, okay? So there are over 200,000 of these people that they took advantage of. And now there was another situation in Minnesota where the Republican, the local, at the local and state level, these Republicans were using this company. I believe it's called Red Win, REDWIN. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. And they were using this for them to raise funds for them. So this Red Win was keeping half of everything they raised. So they made just this huge amount of money, you know, and the Republicans are scamming Republicans. Just crazy, outlandish thing. So now if you are a Republican, most likely you're not listening to me and my podcast, because I believe in supporting each other, and I believe lifting up people on the bottom. And you know, these corporations nowadays, you know, it was interesting too, if anybody's seen 60 Minutes last night, where they had the CEO, I guess you would say, of the Ford Foundation, you know, the Fords of Ford Motor Cars, and they formed a foundation many years ago, and it's a $14 billion asset today. And this gentleman that's restructuring, he wants to restructure the way we give money away. Like, you know, typically things that won't get funding. So we need more social work companies to go out and into the community. And I'm sitting on my front porch tonight. It's absolutely awesome. So you probably heard that car roll by. So what they want to do is, let's say you have a social work organization and you're benefiting a few people in the community, and it looks like it's evidence-based practices, which means that, you know, you can analytically go in and measure when these people came in and how they're feeling and how they're doing, and is this a worthwhile cause. And so typically they don't want the money to go to staff, but he's saying we got to think just the opposite. If you want to expand these programs, you got to help them expand and get the people in there. And I really like this train of thought with this whole thing. But So he's trying to pitch corporate America on, hey, you need to give money, but you need to hand it out differently. And it was really an amazing story. And I would highly recommend anybody that likes philanthropy type stuff to really go check that out. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting. And I see the way it's going, because he says, if we don't go this way, corporate America is just crushing us on the bottom. You know, anybody that's, you know, our people working in restaurants, and it's the first time in our history that the majority of the white population will do worse than their parents did. First time ever in the history. And so he's talking about radical changes, and, you know, he's a person of color that runs the organization. And I know his first name's Daryl, and I, you know, it escapes me. But 60 Minutes did article. You might want to check that out. I'd highly recommend it. And then, when we have guys like Trump and that stealing from people's money to fund their campaign, because, you know, this man is not what he's made out to be. He is definitely not made out the way he's been, and that's why he doesn't want anybody to see his taxes. That's why he only paid $750 in tax in 10 years, is because his businesses were most likely failing, and he doesn't want you to know that. So anyways, I just thought I'd come on here. I thought that was some outlandish stuff. I'm never surprised by the other side of the aisle, the red Republicans and their outlandish ideas, thoughts. And so I thought you might find that interesting. Hopefully you are doing well with your goals, and you're thriving and you're succeeding. If you don't have goals, you know, pick a goal. What is it? What do you want to do? You know, this is a great time to, you know, things are really getting shuffled around in the society. And I always say the opposite of tragedy is opportunity. So I think you're going to see a lot of new businesses being formed after the pandemic. Definitely a lot of opportunities. I think entertainment is going to be huge. Are you an entertainer, or is there some way that you could, facilitate or run side by side with somebody that's in entertainment? Maybe you could market them. Maybe you could put on shows. I just think that's going to be a great avenue, all the way up the ladder, from small venues all the way to the top. So, hey, thanks for hanging out with Grandpa Jim today. And if you can, try to say positive words to people that surround you. Try to lift them up and inspire them. And if you're not at that point and you're, you know, trying to get your mental health in order, you always got that wonderful smile to give. So, hey, keep hanging in there. Keep striving. Keep conquering. Keep achieving, and reach to new heights.